Welcome to the 1 minute movie review.
King Kong. What can you say about this monster of a movie, about a famous movie monster? I can say that at 3 hours and 7 minutes, it is too much for the money. At least an hour too much. The movie has three parts. It begins in Depression-era New York, and more than an hour later, the plot brings viewers to Skull Island, where there are all too many run-ins with deep crevasses, dinosaurs, and gigantic, creepy insects. That's where we meet Kong, who's clearly sui generis because there are no parents or siblings. Why has the liberal press refused to point this out before? How big would Kong's father be? We never get to find out, because the third part of the film is back in New York City for the inevitable trip up the Empire State Building. The views at the top of the building are positively vertiginous, definitely not for the faint of heart. Director Peter Jackson has made a technically superb movie featuring Jack Black as the scheming and untrustworthy producer Carl Denham, and Naomi Watts as Anne Darrow, an out-of-work actress. Jack Black's character is sleazy enough to be comic, but not comic enough to be funny. Naomi Watts screams well, but this blonde beauty is clearly attracted to the beast in an unhealthy way. Since King Kong has no ding-dong, one wonders if this is a crypto-lesbian film. You know, a secret part of the homosexual agenda. I gotta go before they get me.
If you like the idea of these one-minute movie reviews, write me at daddyknowsbest.joe@gmail.com.